ProphecyGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, you said that you would share with us how the Holy Spirit saves us from the old man or the spirit of disobedience.
The Holy Spirit comes into our brain to live with us at the point when we believe the information that the Holy Spirit, since your birth, has tried to convince you of its truth and reality, which is that we are sinners, which is seen by our behavior, which is hate, bitterness, anger, fighting, jealousy, unforgiveness, disobedience to authority, murder, theft, adultery, fornication, selfishness, gossip, slander, addictions, and more, committed by our thoughts, desires, and our emotions, and outwardly expressed and performed toward others. And a life of living such behavior will then lead to death, hell, and then being judged by God for our guilt, and then thrown into the lake of fire for eternity. But on the other side of this coin, the Holy Spirit shows us the love and goodness of God, how that through His Son Jesus Christ's death upon the cross, He died a substitutionary death for all mankind, in order that you may be forgiven for this behavior and avoid death, hell, judgment, and the lake of fire, and instead be given as a gift eternal life upon the second earth with God in a new body and on the day of resurrection. And all this, the Holy Spirit is working to lead you to believe that when you believe this information, according to Ephesians 1:13, reads as such, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. The Holy Spirit, at your invitation, forcibly, will enter into the brain of your body to set you free from that old man or the spirit of disobedience. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ and of God. As much as God the Father and Christ have authority over all things, so does the Holy Spirit. A believer at the point of repentance and confessing oneself to be a sinner and believing upon Christ and His death, according to Ephesians 1:13, the Holy Spirit, or God Himself, comes into your brain to live with you upon this earth. Do you realize who it is that has moved in with you? If the President of the United States came knocking upon your door and you opened it, you would just die with excitement. You would not even hesitate to invite him in, and your hospitality would be overwhelming. Can I say to you, O believer, you have someone greater than the President living in you? You have the Creator of this world in all that we see with our naked eye, living in us, living in you. You have the God who divided the Red Sea for Moses. You have the one who raised up his only son from the dead, whose name is Jesus. And you have the one who spoke into existence all that we have and know. And yet we respond day by day as if this guest who lives in us does not even exist. He has become just another piece of furniture. You no longer even give attention to his presence in you. All of creation bows in His presence. Even the demons bow, and yet we walk right by Him and never even give Him recognition. There is nothing nor no one who dares to stand against our God that will not be defeated in their rebellion. Take your Bible and turn to Romans 6:14 and let's read. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Notice in this verse it says that sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Sin here is referring to the old man or that spirit of disobedience that lives in the flesh of your body, which you have been a slave to and serving because of his ability to keep hid from you your condition, which is a sinner, and your destiny, which is death, hell, and the lake of fire. He has also kept brilliantly hid from you and the human race God's love for you, which is expressed and shown through His Son, Jesus Christ, as He attempts to save the human race from this destiny by allowing His Son to die a substitutionary death for you, that you may not have to be punished for your sins, and that, but that you might be able to be forgiven and receive eternal life. But when the Holy Spirit moves in, sin or that old man will yield to his presence and take the back seat. This spirit or sin, as a believer, still lives in you, but no longer does he have the rule over you. And you no longer have to answer to him. You have a new master and a loving master to whom you are his son or daughter, to whom you now answer to and serve. We, who were once enslaved to the old man or the spirit of disobedience, are now set free from having to obey the old man any longer. We as believers do now have the ability to say no to his thought suggestions that lead to wrong emotions and desires, which bind us and enslave us to performing wrong actions towards others. Let's read Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. This verse surely speaks of our being set free from the domination of the old man or the spirit of disobedience over us. Now let's read another verse that speaks about our freedom. Let's look at Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. This verse also speaks of our freedom. In the past, the old man lived in your flesh, but had access to your brain and held domination over you by introducing you to wrong thoughts, which would excite wrong desires and wrong emotions, and then produce wrong action toward others. Not to say that the believer does not or is still not attacked with wrong thought suggestions, because he is. But now I have a choice and the authority to say no to that old man. Notice in this verse, it starts off with that authority of choice that as a slave I did not have. Listen to these words. Let not sin, therefore, rule over you in your body. The presence of the Holy Spirit has set me free from his past bullying me and controlling of me. I now do not have to let the old man bully himself over me any longer. I now have a choice, and my choice is to say no to the old man and his wrong thoughts of hate, bitterness, fighting, revenge, adultery, fornication, gossip, and more. Once the old man was stronger than I was, but now I have standing next to me one stronger than he, and I can say no and have the authority of the Holy Spirit to back me up. Does this mean I am perfect? No, not by a long shot. But he cannot and does not have overpowering authority over me any longer. He does not have authority over me unless I allow him entrance into my brain with his sinful influence and get caught off guard and allow myself by a bad decision to entertain one of his thoughts and then get caught by the overpowering desires and emotions, thus leading me to a wrong action and decision. But this is only by a bad choice. Otherwise, he cannot rule over me, nor can control me as he did before the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Look at Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should no longer serve sin. The old man not was crucified, but is crucified. In other words, I am dead to him, and he is dead to me. He has been degraded and humiliated by Christ on the cross. I believe when Christ screamed out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I believe Christ allowed his body to be bait for the old man or the spirit of disobedience. And he allowed it to enter his flesh. And while on that cross, he was completely obedient to his Father and did not give in to the mind suggestions that we experience in our daily lives, but that he denied them and allowed his body to die, humiliating and degrading Satan, demons, and that old man or the spirit of disobedience. I believe there was a spiritual warfare going on in the body and mind of Christ that we could not see. Crucifixion was a humiliating and degrading of criminals, exposing to all that could see, hanging naked and in shame for all to see. It was not just a punishment, but also a humiliating of the enemy. And this is what Christ did upon the cross of the old man, having in a dead body defeated by Christ and by his obedience. The crucifixion was a showing openly for all to see in the spiritual world the defeat of Satan, demons, and the old man, or the spirit of disobedience, and the crushing of their plans and strategy to take down the whole human race in rebellion to God. I believe we see this in Colossians 2:15, where it states, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He held up in open defeat the old man, or the spirit of disobedience, as being defeated and crushed in death in his flesh upon the cross. The word principalities in Scripture refers to Satan, demons, and the old man. In John 3:14 it reads, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Numbers 21:1-9. Here in these verses, it tells how the children of Israel had sinned against God, and God had sent serpents among them, and many had been bitten, and the people cried unto God in repentance, confessing their wrong. And so God told Moses to make a serpent made of brass. And if any person who had been bitten would look upon that brass serpent, they would live. Christ spoke of himself being lifted up as that serpent. But a serpent is a picture of evil, and as a snake, a living evil, the representation of Satan, demons, and the old man. Remember Romans 6:6 says that our old man is crucified. Yes, the old man was crucified openly upon the cross with Christ. The serpent lifted up shows us that the old man in Christ was what was really lifted up in defeat. Brass is a picture of judgment, and that old man was judged and sentenced to die in the body of Christ. So you see, Sister Mary, judged, sentenced, and punished, that old man that lives in our flesh, in order to set us free from his rule over us. Does this answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. ¶¶